I thought it was a good practice today. Not great. Not great. I think we kind of had to work through some things. Just you could tell the guys were pretty sore still. But as practice went on, you saw the energy level pick up. But it was good as far as experience. Saw a lot of different things defensively, offensively today. We just keep adding to it each day that we practice. And that's what the players will draw from when we get closer to the game.
What happened with Linder?
I don't know. He's being evaluated right now, so it was towards the end of practice.
I mean, is it serious? Or
I don't know. I don't know where he was at.
Good but not great practice.
Yeah.
What were the mistakes?
Well, I think there's a lot mentally, on him, going through some different things. So, I think it's expected a little bit. You come out of a physical game like we came out of, a lot of plays. It was still good practice. You just, now tomorrow gives us something to shoot for.
Who's your punt returner now?
Well, you'll see a couple guys. We're looking at Nick Marshall, Grant, and Walters.
Is that wide open? Is that wide open?
Yeah, it's pretty wide open.
Lee was limited. Is that just precautionary?
Yes, precautionary. No, he was good. He was good.
Rashad was playing a lot on offense. How big of a loss is that going to be?
Well, just as a value as an offensive player and then also on special teams. So, he was really starting to get it, understand his position. Blake was gaining trust in him. It's a tough one. You hate to lose a guy of his caliber, but it gives the other guy an opportunity.
How do you feel like the team is handling success?
Good. Yeah, they're handling it good. I mean, we haven't – we won a game and they know there's a lot of games left to play, and we have a lot of work to do. So it's been more of that mindset.
Was there a thought that Green could come back earlier, but because you guys were so thin everywhere else that you needed to bring in an extra body?
No, I think with his injury playing wide receiver, it's a little bit different. I think that it kind of worked out to be, it'd be about that time frame. Okay.
Walter's experience in the league returning punts. Is that a factor in your decision or?
Well, I think that, obviously a guy like Nick Marshall, went in. We had faith in him. So we'll see. In talking to Mal, as we get closer to making a decision, right now we're just allowing him all to get some reps at it.
Any thought on Joko yet? I know he was limited today. How did he
look? I think that'll be day-to-day, how he feels. One day he feels pretty good, and then next day it's a little bit sore, so he's going through that stage. But, hopefully we can stack up a couple good days.
How close is Gerhardt to making a full comeback and full
practice? Well, he looked pretty good today, although he was limited too. So we've yet to really turn it loose with him. So I think we'll have a better idea after tonight, in the evaluation.
Do you need him in the short yardage? Some of those short yardage plays haven't been as effective without him in there.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's a good back, good in those situations, but there's other things he can do where he brings value too. Third down, even on first and second down. It just gives us a completely different style of back, with him in there.
What are your options when it comes to covering Gronk?
That's difficult. It's difficult. Sometimes you see him have success against everybody. So, it's just you pick and choose your battles. You know he's going to get targeted. You know he's going to have some catches. And I think you're trying to make sure it's not explosive plays. And, that's where you look at the explosive plays that he's had, how is he on them. And he's very, very good in the red zone. So I think it's, again, you have to have great awareness where he is. And, obviously something to be concerned about is matchups. And, but it's who we are. We'll do what we do. And, I think there's always going to be when you go in a game, you tweak some things and you have some different ideas, but you don't want to get too far away from who you are.
You think Sip has a chance to be back this week?
Well, he's another one. I mean, it's a little bit like a broken record. We have a lot of guys that are progressing really well, but it's day to day, and he fits in that category as well. He was out running a little bit today. Sure. So,
how much more of a challenge is Gronk if you don't have Sip? That's a physical guy you think can kind of match up
right
a little bit.
Well, I think that's you always look at your personnel, what you have, and then you look at the matchups that they have, and when you make your decisions. So, again, he would have been a good guy for us to have matched up there. But, we've got other guys that will step up, and we just got to really take a look at it and see, utilize our players' strengths the best we can.
Is Sample learning just strong safety this week or both?
He's still doing both.
What do you What do you think the next step for him looks like after getting so much playing time the other night?
Well, I think, hopefully the more reps that he gets, he continues to do well. I think this week where his value will be as, last week we kind of made the package smaller for him and for others for good reason. But I think now that we can expand the package a little bit with him, and that's where he should grow now.
Give me an update on Sendarek.
I was watching him today in individual, and, he's doing some good things. I'd say he's still a little bit of a ways away, but, he's going at it. He's in pads, and he's practicing, in individual. So as soon as they give us the okay to give him some reps in team, when that will be, I'm not sure.
If Sip can't go, will you stay with Evans, or are you going to go back to Stample? Or
That will be yet to be determined.
Obviously, the history in New England, a lot of people have headset issues. I'm not asking about that, but like, do you have a backup plan? Do you guys work on signals this week?
With the headset?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got signals for everything. So you use the headset, and then I think going into every game, you have a plan like that. Because it's happened that, I know for me, I've had a couple experiences where the headsets have gone down. So you always have a plan for that in case it does happen.
But you don't practice it any more this week than you would any other week?
Okay. No. Good try. Very good try.
Are the passes of the tight end working better in practice than ever in the games, or are they not working in practice either?
Are the passes to the tight end? Sometimes, we had, four targets last week for him. One in the red zone, and then the fourth quarter, third quarter, and another one on a deep over route. So we have a mindset to look to get Mercedes the ball. He's a very talented receiving tight end as well, especially at a wide position. So we'll continue. And, sometimes it doesn't work out based on some of the coverage things you're doing or your reads. And, the one that was unfortunate was the red zone one. That was designed for him. So it's been great to give him an opportunity.
What I meant was, is it working in practice and it just doesn't translate to games, or is it struggling in practice?
No, just like everybody, you have certain guys that you're targeting, throughout. There's, plays designed for each position, and then based on game plan and how it goes, you might go more one direction than the other.
A lot of quick passes by Brady against Buffalo. Is that sort of been his MO for a couple of years?
He's he'll take what you give him, and he does a great job. He has been running the offense. It's hard for me to say exact number of years, but I think even as coordinators come, they have their own personality, but really it looks like it's the same system, and he owns it. He comes up, he operates everything at the line of scrimmage, he recognizes coverage, whether it's zone or man, he'll change the whole formation, the whole concept based on what he sees, and he just takes what the defense gives him. And if you're slow to line up, there's an explosive play, so it's really challenging. We talked before about, I think it's a precision league, they run multiple different personnel groupings, multiple different formations and alignments, and they do it with precision. And, other teams in the league try to do it and have some success, but they've had success doing this whole big variety of plays and packages, and that's what makes them really difficult to defend.
A couple guys said in the locker room today that disguising doesn't work.
Well, he's seen so much, and to go in there thinking you're going to fool him, every team we try, you try to do some different things to give them some different looks, to get some wins on certain downs and distances. But, I would say I'm sure he's seen, everything imaginable. And, you kind of go into it and you have, like I said, some tweaks that you're going to do within your system. And, the number, we'll see. But, for the most part, you've got to stay true to your teachings.
So if Joko can't go, the fact that Sam Young appeared to play better second game, a little more confidence in him now to go into this one.
Yeah, I think we've always had confidence in him. That's why one of the reasons why we kept him. And, I think with everybody on our team, it really is. When you lose somebody of that caliber for a game, it's tough. It's tough. But I've always said that stories will take place. Last week, I think there were multiple stories that took place with guys getting their opportunity and went out there and performed well. So when a guy's down, it's unfortunate, but, someone will have another story this coming weekend.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.